KB4CBA Mobile.
KQ4LOO. I'm getting a much better reception from you today. So I'm assuming that it could have possibly been what we experienced from the sun the other day.
Well, I don't know, but you sound real solid in the repeater as well. So, anywho, well, I'm headed out to play some more tennis today.
Roger that. I have a pool tournament tonight. Hopefully I can win and make a little, I'm not going to say the word. Anyway, the only reason I was sitting here standing by is because I wanted to see if that's what it could have possibly been as far as the reception is concerned, and I think that might have been what it was, because you sound extremely clear right now.
The area where I'm driving right now is a little better, as far as getting to the repeater and hearing the repeater, so but just hang on, because it'll get worse.
Just you, it was everybody that chimed in, even conversations that you weren't even involved in. So, I mean, I'm thinking that maybe it was the CME that we experienced like the other day, and it just finally wore off, hopefully. But, like I said, it was everybody. I was hearing. You want sound effects again?
Somebody getting choked and somebody else getting shot. So, but anyway, oh my goodness. Well, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice out here. I mean, I think it's 82 degrees, but the humidity is still kind of low, so I don't think it'll be too bad out on the court.
Or not, that's exactly what I was thinking was going on, other than the fact that I realized, and I was watching one of my regular news channels, and they said CME hit us, so I was like, maybe that's what's really going on. Nobody's getting choked. Nobody's getting shot.
Well, I tell you, on Channel 4 news, let's see, it came on 30 minutes ago. I wasn't watching. I was watching the U.S. Open. But, they seem to have a shooting or something, you know, some kind of altercation every day. It's just in different places. I was kind of expecting that to go up, you know, when it was super hot, but things might kind of calm down a little bit when it started cooling off.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I had some, I got neighbors, well, maybe had neighbors now, that were there that were Hispanic in nature. And as soon as Trump started to crack down on illegal immigration, I mean, they had all kinds of massive equipment like backhoes and skid steers and this, that, and the other. But right after July 4th, all of a sudden, they just simply disappeared. I've not seen or heard from them. There's been no vehicles in the driveway, no lights been on the house or anything. I'm like, uh-oh. Maybe they might be illegal, especially when Trump started talking about sending the National Guard in this direction. So I'm like, uh-oh. But they were cool. That's the funny thing about it. They were cool. But, I mean, they might have had somebody show up at like 5:30 in the morning with a music player, but still, all of a sudden they just up and disappeared, and nobody's heard from them, nobody's seen them. They still got power on at the house, but there's no lights on at any time. There's no vehicles in the yard, no equipment, any of that stuff. They just like up and left.
Maybe they just moved. I don't know. But yeah, I don't have anything wrong with it. I mean, that's what this country is all about, is immigration. I mean, you know, none of us would be here, but you know, but just do it the legal way, you know. It seems like the ones that are, you know, coming in illegal are the ones that are, you know, breaking our laws, and well, they're breaking the immigration law, but they're also, you know, killing people and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, that's the main reason I'm against it. You know, Mexico wants to get rid of them. Well, we don't want them either.
Well, like I said, they seem to be cool, and they seem to be trying to at least make an honest living. But if they're illegal, then, I mean, if they didn't come in the correct way, I'm all for immigration, 100%, 100 million percent. Come in. Just do it the right way. Apparently, my neighbors did not do it the right way, because, like I said, they just disappeared, didn't tell anybody anything. They just like, whoop, they're... Wait a minute, that's a magic act right there.
For CBA, what have you been up to today?
I have been working, and once I got off, I changed into some more comfortable clothes and went to my normal get right spot, which is my, like, have myself some, about an hour or two for myself spot. And then I'm getting ready to head out for a pool tournament here in just a couple of minutes, actually.
Tell me where it's being held, or is that something you don't want to disclose?
If we had some kind of encrypted conversation, then perhaps. But it's in the Piedmont area, I'll put it that way. Piedmont / Greenville / Moonville / Powdersville area.
I got you. Well, I've always enjoyed playing pool. I'm not any good at it, but I think I started, probably my last year or two of high school, and then, you know, Lord, I must have about turned right into a sideswiped a Jeep there. That wouldn't have been pretty. Anyway, I'm going up the big hill here that goes up to Pelham. I'm not sure. I think this is Haywood Road here. Gosh, I think it changes its name several times. It's Edwards Road. I think it's Boiling Springs, and it becomes Haywood. And I can remember when this part of the road wasn't even here, and everything else going down to the you know, all the way down to the mall and everything, all the way to Lawrence Road, there was nothing but cow pastures on both sides. And it was two lane, and nobody was on the road. And then you get down to the end there, and there's that Highway 4. And I thought, man, who in the world would build a dang dealership way out here in the middle of nowhere?
But, like I said, I'm getting ready to, head out to go for a tournament. It starts in about an hour or two, but I got to go get a check cashed at the same time, so I'm going to go ahead and try to head out so I can catch the check cashing place open, because I don't necessarily have a bank account. I've got something else, but okay.
I got my money the old fashioned way. I'm just messing with you. Oh, me. But I'm glad to be retired. It just gives me more time to play tennis and do the things I want to do. Yeah, I'm putting up a vertical at the house and running some radials. And in fact, that's what I would have been doing now, but I got the tennis game, so I didn't want to let that pass by. And tomorrow I don't play at all, so I'll have plenty of time. I think I'm going to, well, the good Lord willing, I'm going to change both of this thing.
Yeah, and, I'm trying to get there a little early.
Run me some more.
Try to get my wins in and go home. But anyway, it's good to talk to you, brother. KQ4LOO will be out. It's definitely good to talk to you. Hopefully I can hear your voice again tomorrow, if the Lord will.
We doubled a little bit there. I may have dropped out for a second. Anyway, 73s, and hope you have a good time this evening, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA Mobile.